Random Jottings of Hinge and Brackett with Dr. Evadne Hinge and Dame Hilda Brackett. With Jean Haywood as Maud and friends and neighbors at Stacton Trestle in The Doll's House.
I am generous to a fault. I give anybody anything. Well, almost anybody, almost anything. I'm also frightfully impetuous. I sometimes find I've done things before I've realized I was doing them. Now, generous and impetuous people like me are especially vulnerable. We are as birdseed to the vultures of life. For example, last autumn, Lorna Dirrenforth inveigled me into parting with one of my most treasured possessions. Well, for a start, it took me a week to discover where I'd dumped the darn thing. But the upshot was that one Thursday morning, Evadne and I carried from its dusty hidey hole in the lumber room down into the autumnal sunshine of the drawing room, the Doll's House of my childhood. Evadne, do be careful. Oh, there, you're tipping it. And you're creating havoc in the butler's pantry. Hilda, can we put this blessed thing down somewhere? It weighs a ton. We'll put it on the oval table, dear. Mm. Why do you think Maud covered it with old newspapers? It'll just about make it, I think. Mm. It doesn't matter if the corners protrude. Right. Lower away. Oh, steady, steady on me. You're tipping it up again. Now the pussycat in Nanny's room has fallen off the windowsill. And...
the pussycat in Nanny's room?
God, I bet you were a horrible child. Well, at least I didn't grow up into a horrible adult.
Oh. Right. There. Whew. The darn thing's down at last.
I say, just look at the color of my hand.
That thing's filthy.
So would you be, dear, if you'd spent the last 20 years in the lumber room? Well, I mean, just look at you now, and you were only in there for 10 minutes. And all those cobwebs on your forehead are just new lines.
Oh, where?
There, dear, look at the mirror.
Oh, dear, they're just cobwebs. A bit of spit on my hanky will soon get them off.
Okay. I do so detest it when you do that. It's so... so unhygienic.
As a matter of fact, saliva is extremely good for the complexion.
Then spit away, dear. Isn't it lovely to see the Doll's House again? You know, I'd forgotten how gorgeous it was. It's perfection, isn't it?
Too big.
It's only 5 foot high. It always seemed so very much taller when I was a child.
What did you do? Live in it?
Don't try to be sharp, dear, or one day you'll cut yourself in two. Oh, I say, just look at that, Evadne, in the kitchen. See the little sink?
Mm.
Now, if I just take that little tiny thread between my thumb and forefinger, and are you watching me?
Yes, I'm watching.
Right. Then I give it a little pull. There, and the plug comes out.
Oh. I bet that kept you amused for hours.
And you know, if you put water into that tiny tank in the attic, all the taps work. And the lavatory flushes.
Oh, I say, does it really?
Ah, thought that would interest you. It's amazing how your eyes light up when the conversation gets round to plumbing. Hand me that vase of flowers over there, would you, dear? Now, take the flowers out. And I'll show you something.
There we are.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just fill the tank with water. So... I replace the lid. So. Now, Evadne, turn the kitchen tap on.
Very well.
There, see? The water flows into the sink. So, we wash the little belt plates, and we place them in the wooden plate rack to drain. Then we pull the plug out, and the water runs away.
Oh, And where does it run to? All over the floor, I'm afraid.
I forgot to put the little reservoir under the little drain.
Well, I must say, that's jolly ingenious.
Yes, it is, isn't it? I suppose I did do the right thing offering this to Lorna.
Well, what does she want it for exactly?
I told you now, she's going to raffle it to raise money for the adventure playground. It'll be the star prize. And I shall be in the local paper, of course.
What on earth does Stafton want an adventure playground for?
For the little children, dear. So that they've got somewhere to play.
Hilda, there have been children in Stafton Trestle since before they read the Doomsday Book. I mean, why can't they play where they've always played? I mean, in the streets, in the fields, in the river.
What about on the railway line?
Oh, you're so uncharitable, Evadne.
No, I think it's a good idea. At least it'll keep the little brats out of the park.
Yes, I suppose you're right. It will mean we'll be able to stand and feed the ducks again without fear of being pushed in the pond. Well, I bet that doll's house will raise a fortune. I mean, it might be big and ostentatious, but it's beautifully made. I'll give you that.
Well, it's Victorian, dear. Of course, I had it much later. I think it had been Granny Fifield's. I know that she made those needleworked samplers for the bedroom walls. That's why they're so depressing.
Mm.
I mean, just look at this one in the nursery. It's a hard winter when one wolf eats another.
And did she choose the wallpapers as well?
No, she didn't. Why?
Well, I think they're even more depressing. I mean, they're all such sickly colours for a start.
I chose the wallpaper.
Ah, that explains it. Your taste has remained remarkably consistent down the years, hasn't it? I mean, if I were asked to name the style, I think I would describe it as Goldilocks Grotesque.
I suppose if that had been your doll's house, you'd have covered the walls in wattle and daub or dried droppings of some sort.
Something clean and simple, certainly.
Ah, but look, now just look into the music room. The little piano stool, its lid lifts up. And the grand piano, see?
Mm.
Its lid lifts up. The little candlesticks, they swivel, you know. And you can light those tiny candles, too. And see, on the music rack there, see?
Mm-hmm.
A minute but exact copy of a real song. You can read every word. Toy Town, song from the review bric-a-brac. Words and music by Lionel Monckton. Copyright MCMXB.
What's that?
What there?
What's MCMXB?
It's the date the song was published.
And what date was it published?
I just told you that, the MCMXB.
Yes, well, what's that in Arabic?
How in heavens would I know? I don't speak Arabic.
In Arabic numerals, Hilda, the ordinary numbers we use every day.
Oh, those. Yes, well, let me see now. M is 1,000, isn't
yes.
it? And C is 100.
That's right.
So MC is 1,100. And another M, so that's another 1,000. So that's 2,001. Oh, no. No, that can't be right, can it?
No, the C is before the second M, Hilda. So you subtract. So you have 1,900.
Ah, that's right, of course. And XV, 1905.
Fong.
What?
XV, Hilda.
Yes.
X is 10, dear.
Ah, 1915.
Brilliant. How lucky for the Roman legions. They never had you reading milestones for them.
Yes. How lucky for them that they had you. Evadne, there, there's a life-size replica of that song, Toy Town, in your piano stool there. Fetch it out and let's sing it.
Just as you like. Here goes.
Jane Milder. It's only me. I'm back with the shopping.
Ah, that's Maud.
Yes, back with the shopping.
We're in here, Maud, dear.
Oh, I see you got your doll's house down all right then, Jane Milder. I got you your cleaning stuff. Mind that chemist in the high street didn't want to sell me no meths. I reckon he thought I were going to drink it.
Well, you shouldn't have gone out in that old hat, dear. It's absolutely essential these days, if one's trying to buy methylated spirits, that one looks one's most elegant. I never have any trouble. Mine, they won't let Evadne have it at any price.
Very funny. And did they sell you the linseed oil and the turpentine all right, Maud? Or did you think you were going to drink those as well?
I never asked him, Doctor. I helped myself to him at the DIY place.
You did pay for them, I hope.
It's the supermarket in Evadne.
As a matter of fact, I didn't pay for them. But when I were waiting in the chemist's, I remembered as I hadn't, so I went all the way back and I did. They said they wished there were more like me in the world.
God forbid.
Anyway, Maud, what do you think of my doll's house now that you can see it properly?
Oh, it's lovely, Dame Elder. It's a proper lady's doll's house. It's just the sort of thing as I'd expect you to have had. My doll's house were only a bungalow. It were made out of an old boot box. But I left it out in the garden one day, and the goat ate it.
Didn't you ever get another one, dear?
No. Well, my dad never bought another pair of boots. Not till Auntie Edie's funeral. And I were 21 by then. We had a parsnip pulling party that day in the 5-acre field. And them new boots didn't half give Dad some jip.
The joys of a country childhood.
Mind, I never cared for dolls very much.
Nor me, dear, to tell you the truth. I much prefer dressing myself up.
My favourite thing when I were a girl were a little brown cow.
You don't get brown cows, Maud. Nor black ones. They're either red or blue. Now, I would have thought you'd have known that, being a country girl.
Well, my cow weren't a real cow, Doctor. And it were brown with yellow spots and an hatch with a daisy on it.
Ah, she had you there, didn't she, Evadne? That'll teach you to be a clever dick.
Well, of course. Technically, it was still a red cow, Hilda, albeit with yellow spots.
It had wheels, and when I pulled it round behind me, its head nodded, and its tail wagged, and it mooed. Well, it mooed for a bit, till its mood fell out.
Couldn't you have put its mood back in there?
No, I couldn't, Dame Elder. It fell out in the pond when I were teaching it how to drown. Oh, I loved that little brown cow. I still got it, you know.
You really must bring it up and show it to us.
Mind, Dame Elder, I don't know how you can bring yourself to part with that doll's house of yours. If it were mine...
Now, we all know what you'd do with it if it were yours, Maud. You'd leave it out in the garden and a goat would get it.
That'll do, dear. Now, tell me, Maud, what would you do with it if it was yours?
Well, I'd not let anyone have it, that's what.
Yes, well, that's rather a negative attitude, isn't it?
It'd be like giving away a bit of myself.
What's wrong with that?
Evadne, no, Maud, I do see what you mean.
I wouldn't give my little brown cow away, not to anyone.
Not even to raise money for an adventure playground?
Not in your life. We didn't have no adventure playground in my day. If we wanted a bit of a change from feeding tadpoles, we'd go to the old quarry and spend an hour or two chucking rocks at the keep-out sign.
Happy days.
Well, I must say I'm in a bit of a quandary now. I really don't know what to do about that doll's house in Evadne.
Well, why don't you just tell Lorna Durrenforth that you've changed your mind?
Oh, I couldn't do that, dear. No. No, I know what I'll do. I'll see if I can buy another one the same.
Oh, you're not going to be able to find another one like that. Even if you could, it would cost you an absolute fortune.
Yes, I suppose it would. Well, I tell you one thing, Evadne. Lorna's not having it. I'd sooner they'd ditched the idea of an adventure playground and settled for renovating the keep out sign at the old quarry. Well, I hate to admit it, but Evadne was right. We couldn't find a doll's house like mine anywhere. Unfortunately, I described it to Lorna in some detail, so it wasn't going to be easy fobbing her off. Then I had a brainwave. Why not make a doll's house ourselves? I mean, after all, we had mine for coffee. Well, Evadne was in her element. She was as happy as a sandboy with a mouthful of panel pins and a spare hacksaw blade behind her left ear. By the time she finished, her bedroom floor was covered in sawdust. However, she said this was warmer than the lino anyway. In no time at all, that little house was standing proudly on the table in the drawing room, and we were both hard at it, completing and redecorating and furnishing. Those wallpapers really do look very like the ones in my doll's house, don't they, dear?
Yes, don't they?
I had a terrible job finding something suitable, you know.
I bet you did.
And then I remembered that packet of assorted wrapping papers I bought last Christmas. Well, from that poor man with the suitcase who was standing in the pouring rain outside the co-op, remember?
Oh, yes, I remember. 200 sheets for 10p, wasn't it?
Something like that, yes. And when I got it home, I discovered that only the top sheet was Christmassy. Well, that's some of it on those walls. Didn't I tell you when you scoffed that it would come in handy?
Yes, you did. Have you thought of a use yet for the other 150 sheets?
Not yet, but give me time.
Now, that's the brass bed set finished. Where do you want it?
It's for the second bedroom, dear. Oh, I say. Oh, Evadne, that's lovely, dear. Whatever did you make it with?
Oh, it's just the plastic drinking straws covered in gold paper.
Oh.
The same as the curtain rail in the library and the parrot's perch.
Oh.
By the way, Hilda, is the paint dry on that little chest of drawers there?
It is now, dear, but it wasn't the last time I touched it, which accounts for the smudgy finger mark on the top.
Oh, is that a finger mark? Do you know, I thought you'd done something rather clever. I'm sure people will think that's the patina of age.
Not my finger, they won't. They might have done had it been yours. So I shall repaint that bit.
Well, I must say, Hilda, you would never guess that so much of this furniture had been made out of matchboxes.
Yes, there you are. Not unless you happen to notice that the sideboard is covered in barrels of unused matches. Well, what on earth are we going to do with all those matches?
Well, what I suggest, as soon as we've finished your doll's house, Hilda, you settle down to building a matchstick model of Reims Cathedral.
Oh, it's happening, I say. Look who's coming up the drive. It's Peter and Mandy Moore.
What on earth do they want?
Lorna said that they'd offer to collect all the raffle prizes for her.
Well, trust them to stick their noses in.
Well, they've got a shooting break, dear.
Well, with noses that long, they need one.
No, Lorna promised faithfully that they'd give us a ring first, the day after tomorrow. She said they'd give us a ring the day after tomorrow.
Oh, do stop repeating the day after tomorrow, Hilda. You sound like Vera Lynn.
What are we going to do? We can't let them walk in here and see two dolls' houses and one not ready. And that's the one we're going to give Lorna. And let's face it, it's not the best. It's jolly good, but it's not the best.
Now, don't worry, Hilda. When they knock, you go to the door and let them in and then stall them for a bit. While you're doing that, I'll throw a cloth over your doll's house and I'll hide the tools and the building materials.
Oh, that's them. Mm-hmm. Right at that, now I'm off. I'm coming. Why, hello, my dear. What brings you here? I thought you were going to ring me the day after tomorrow.
Yes, we were, Dame Hilda, weren't we, Dee?
We still are, Pete.
Well, we don't need to now, dear, do we?
Why don't we?
Well, we're here, aren't we? So what would be the point of ringing to say we were coming 2 days after we'd been?
Yes, but, P, we've not come today for what we're going to be ringing about the day after tomorrow, have we?
Well, no, but as we're here, we may be able to kill two birds with one stone. And then the day after tomorrow, we can arrange to do something else. That is, assuming that we've been able to do today what we were planning to do then.
Oh, now I'm with you.
I wish I was. Well, at least you saved me having to stall you. So you may as well come straight in.
Oh, thanks awfully, Dame Hilda.
Yes, thank you.
Follow me. We're in the drawing room. Oh, I'm happy. It's the Moors, dear.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello.
I do hope we're not disturbing you both, but we happen to be passing, and we've heard so much from Lorna about the doll's house that we just had to pop in and have a peep. Didn't we, Pete?
Well, not just to have a peep, Dee. We popped in to see if it would fit in the old jalopy, didn't we?
And to have a peep.
Well, yes, but not just to have a peep.
Well, no.
Well, whatever you came for, there it is. Mind, it's not finished.
No, the spring cleaning we've been giving it is not finished yet.
So you can't take it with you.
Oh, Pee. Just look at it. Isn't it lovely?
I say, Dee, it jolly well is, isn't it?
Of course, it's not entirely Victorian, is it, in that
place? Well, we're not entirely. Oh, no.
No, it's been added to a bit, hasn't
from
it?
From time to time.
Over the years.
Ah, but you can tell it's jolly old, can't you, Dee?
Oh, rather. They don't make them like that anymore. I mean, just look at those wallpapers, for one thing.
I say, yes. Patterns like that went out with the Ark.
And they're all so wonderfully faded.
Ah, yes. All those bygone summers in the little nursery with old Mr. Sun's merry face at the window. Mm-hmm.
What about all the wet Christmases in the suitcase outside the co-op?
Those two, Evadne, those two. Metaphorically speaking. After all, a doll's house, like a real house, sees good and bad times, happy days, sad, comings and goings, ups and downs, and whatnot. Well, doesn't it?
Well, I suppose it does. Eventually.
Goodness gracious me, P. Just look at all the little tiny pieces of furniture. And they're all so exquisitely made.
Yes.
Just look at that little bedroom. The washstand. The chest of drawers.
Sweet.
And what about that little brass bedstead?
Goodness me, Dee. That must have been fiddly work.
Oh, yes.
Yet it was probably made by a gnarled old man with fingers like bananas.
As a matter of fact, it was made by a gnarled old woman with fingers like bananas. Wasn't it, Evadne?
Do you mean to say that you actually know who made all this?
Oh, yes, dear, yes. Every stick and straw of it. That's what makes it so very personal, isn't it, Evadne?
Yes, isn't it, Hilda? Even I feel as though I've lived in it.
Well, I must say, Dame Hilda, I don't know how you can bring yourself to part with it. Not even in a good cause. I bet you wouldn't, would you, Dee?
No, I wouldn't.
I knew you wouldn't.
Well, I bet you wouldn't either.
No, I certainly wouldn't.
There you are, then. Neither of us would.
Well, I'm glad we thrashed that out.
Always pleasant to hear matrimonial accord.
Well, I'm going to buy lots and lots of raffle tickets, and I just jolly well hope I win that.
I'm going to buy lots and lots as well, Dee, because I jolly well hope you do, too. And if I win it, you shall have it.
Oh, bless you.
Now, we'll not delay the old spring cleaning any longer, Dame Hilda. No, don't get up. We can see ourselves out. We'll ring you the day after tomorrow. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Evadne, I do hope she doesn't win it.
Well, she might, mightn't she? I mean, even if she buys only one ticket, she might. She's just the sort that would.
Yes, she is, isn't she? And after all the work we've put into it. Mm. Oh, I'd hate to think of those two drooling over it. Do you know, it'd be worse than giving it to a child. Mm. No, I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to do what?
I'm not going to let Lorna have it.
So what are you going to do then?
I'll tell you, Evadne. We'll make another one.
Another one?
Well, why not? After all, now we've got the hang of it, it'll be child's play. And this time, we really must try not to make it so beautiful. Mm. Who knows? We might even start a cottage industry.
That was The Doll's House, a further extract from the random jottings of Hinge and Brackett, written by Gerald Frau. To assist Dr. Evadne Hinge and Dame Hilda Brackett, we welcomed Jean Haywood as Maud. Our thanks also to this week's guests, Chris Emmett and Francis Jeter, and to the members of the Stacked and Trestle Music Appreciation Society for their contribution. Production was by Bobby Jay.